Earlier this year, we got some landscaping done at our house. Although landscaping is perhaps too gentle a word for what happened. We had these huge, unruly yew bushes in front of our door, which had gotten truly monstrous. There were wild weeds growing up out of the middle of these. At one point, it might have been possible for the bushes to be tamed, but if I'm being honest with you, it was probably long, long ago, perhaps before even my wife and I bought the house. In other words, it was time for drastic action. These yews had to go before they took over and completely consumed our front door. How was anyone going to feel welcome, we wondered, let alone actually get up the steps with all of these scraggly branches poking through the railings? Now, of course, you can probably tell why I started with this story. This week is the second week of Advent, and it's the one in which we hear the prophet Isaiah's command to make straight the pathway for God, to clear the wilderness and make the ground even. It's language that St. Mark picks up when he introduces John the Baptist. By the time we get to St. Mark's, it seems clear that these words are to be taken metaphorically. St. John, as much as he loves drama, was not actually out there in the wilderness with a chainsaw. What we're talking about here is internal landscaping, clearing a path to your heart so that God can enter in, so that when he comes, and he will, Jesus will be able to find the front door and be welcomed into your life. For John, this means the baptism of repentance. Repentance, which is changing your heart and mind and turning back to God. And this is the beginning, our passage from Mark tells us today. This is the beginning of the good news of God in Christ. The good news that Jesus is coming, that unto us a Savior will be born. The beginning of the good news is this period of preparation, this period of hopeful waiting, this invitation to do some landscaping. Because here's something. My wife and I were so totally overwhelmed by our landscaping project that we ended up calling in the professionals, right? And we asked somebody to take out everything, just take it all out, and then to design and plant something that would make the entryway to our house nice and welcoming. And we asked specifically, we said, look, we have a young child, we both work, we are clearly very, very bad at gardening. We need something that has no maintenance. And this lovely landscape designer smiled at us and said, that is not really possible. All landscaping requires some maintenance. All landscaping requires some maintenance. I think that's true even of the metaphorical kind. And that's why we're here again, just like this time last year. We go back to the beginning. Because just like literal landscaping, metaphorical landscaping requires ongoing commitment, yearly cycles. In fact, there is no spiritual life, there is no way to God that does not require some maintenance, some revisiting, revising, and revisioning from time to time. And so every year, the church goes through this season of Advent, which this year you're getting like the shortest Advent possible. Last week, we did confirmations. We stripped a lot of Advent stuff out of the service to make room for more celebrations. And the fourth Sunday of Advent this year is Christmas Eve, which means that at our 9 o'clock service, Mary will understand that she is going to have a child, and by 3 p.m., she will be delivered of that child. Record time. But even this short, short Advent, this kind of pseudo-Advent, is really well worth our time. Even this short season is a necessary one. Because again, this is how the good news begins. And because, again, there is no landscaping that is completely maintenance-free. There is no spiritual life that does not require your time and attention. There is no way to welcome God that does not require some pruning and reshaping of your life. Not just once, but constantly, over and over again. Even, yes, on a yearly seasonal cycle. And sometimes repenting and returning to God is this big earth-shattering event. You get baptized by John in the River Jordan by this crazy guy in a hair shirt, or you get confirmed by the bishop and we have fancy hats and special music. Sometimes it's been so long since you took a serious moral inventory that drastic action is needed. Sometimes you do have to get out the chainsaw, or yes, even hire a professional like a spiritual director or a counselor to help you clear out your wilderness. And the truth is, some of those problems, bushes and weeds, right, may not be things you remember planting, and they may indeed be things you inherited. But even after all that is done, even when the professionals with their tools leave and you stand in a newly pristinely landscaped wilderness, Even then, indeed, unto the end of the age, there is still maintenance to be done. It happens, right? We slip up, we make a mistake. Or, more commonly, we simply stop paying attention for a while, and suddenly we turn around and see that things are overgrown and out of control. If you are not called in this season to some drastic chainsaw maneuvers, maybe you are called to something more subtle. All of us are, I think, called to more subtle, but no less important landscaping. But as Benedict of Nursia once said, always we begin again. The full quote is, even when we fail, always we begin again. Which is to say that as we affirmed in our baptismal vows last week, we repent and we return to God. And then we find ourselves here at the very beginning of the good news of God in Christ. The very beginning where we listen for the call of the Baptist through this wilderness of life and hear that one more powerful than us is coming to save us. We hear that it is time to prepare yet again, which means to take a hard and a serious look at our lives and at the entranceway to our hearts. It is time to do the maintenance of prayer and reflection, of fasting and study, to make straight the pathways that will welcome Jesus again on Christmas. The time is here, and this year it is particularly short. But it is God's mercy to allow us this new day, this new chance, to begin all over again. And so yet again, repent. Repent and change your hearts and minds, and return to the Lord your God. Amen.